Today's a tough day. This is a hard day. As you are aware, I met with Bob this morning, and we relieved Bob of his coaching duties effective immediately. I want to thank Bob. Bob did some very good things here. He built a foundation in this organization, and apart from all else, he put his heart and soul into this team every day. Okay, he bled for this team, and Bob's a good coach, so I want to thank him for it. And it's a difficult day to go through this. You know, this decision that I reached was not based solely on this season. Any time that you go through a situation where a coach is being relieved, there's blood on a lot of hands. And it starts with myself, there's responsibility with the players, and it goes through organizationally. So make no mistake, there's responsibility to bear outside of Bob. But when you go through the process, which I've gone through over the course of the last couple of weeks, is I just felt that at this particular time for us to move forward, Bob has taken this team as far as I feel he can take it. You know, I think if you, each coach has their own style, their own way of doing things. Bob, to me, is able to get a lot out of players. But when you sit back and review, and as I've gone through this process over the course of the last few weeks, I felt for us to move forward as an organization that it was time, it was important, and it was critical that we made this decision. So again, I thank Bob. I wish him nothing but the best, and I'll take any questions.
Brett, would you say this is more about on-ice performance or more about any philosophical differences between coach and management?
I think a little bit of both, Bob. You go through this, you know, the timing of this, it took some time because I think I said at the year-end press conference, I wanted to take some time to step back and really evaluate. I think Bob and any person deserves that as a thorough, true evaluation with information, not just emotion, but information. So it's a little bit of everything. You know, I think that again, number one, moving forward, this isn't just a necessary move because okay, we didn't make the playoffs, so we're going to throw a body on the tarmac. For us to move forward, I felt this decision had to be made for what Bob, in my opinion, can get from this group moving forward. But there are some things. You know, our special teams, for a good portion of the year, were 30th in the league. There's some style of play issues in terms of, you know, how to move forward. I think our goaltending was not good this year. That falls on the general manager. I need to fix that. The way we play in front of the goaltender needs to be fixed as well. And so that lends itself to style of play to a certain extent. For those factors, I felt the decision needed to be made.
Rob Kerr? Brad, how much influence did your player exit meetings have this year? What role did they play in this decision?
It's a good question, Rob. I think that's information you get back. You like any information, you have to filter too. This can't be the one filtering I always find with the exit meetings is it's easy to put blame on somewhere else. You know, I didn't perform. It's not me. It's him. You know, I had my guy. So you filter through that process. But no question, as you go through that process and understand, not necessarily placing blame, but are we going to be able to maximize the ability from the players as we're currently constructed? And that's what I took out of there. After those discussions and after a lot of deliberation, my decision was no, we're not going to. So a change had to be made. But this is not letting players off the hook. Quite the contrary. This is on a lot of other people that need to take responsibility as well. Myself included, our players included. like I said, you have a day like today. This is not just one person's doing.
Remark, Eric, followed by Jermaine.
Why you took the decision today, not in April after the season?
As I said, I think we met in here after the season, and I think a lot of Bob. And I'm one, I deliberate. I want to go through a thorough evaluation. I don't want to react on emotion. I think you make best decisions on clear, hard evidence. You challenge it, you rehash it, and then you make a decision, a clear decision based upon reality and fact. Once that's done, there's a process. You know, I went through that process, met with ownership, and I feel once that decision is made, it is imperative, and it's the right thing to do to let that person know as quickly as you possibly could, and we did that. It's taken some time, but just to rush out and do something at the end of the season, to me, it wasn't prudent. So we acted upon this. I acted upon this as quickly as I could, but there is a process I needed to go through.
Just to follow up to that, Brad, knowing, is there a window as well for this team in terms of looking at other candidates, not to just be flippant about it, but is that part of the reason for today?
Today's decision wasn't based upon anybody sitting in the on-deck circle, okay? Today is about Bob. This isn't about, is there a prettier girl at the dance? That's not what it is. You go through the process, you make a decision. Today now starts the process of finding who the next coach is. But this is not about who it could be, who it might be. Bob deserved to go through this thoroughly and a decision be made based upon what we feel is the best move going forward, not who might be out there. I don't know if that answers the question.
Kristen, followed later to Hatchick and Eric.
I know you mentioned a lot of things leading to this decision, but how much did the start of the year kind of set the tone for maybe your questioning and this decision today?
Kristen, it's not snapshots. You're going to go through a year with 82 snapshots of games. I don't think you make decisions in short periods of time. This isn't in a six-game, eight-game situation. Last year, Bob was extended in the middle of an eight-game losing streak. So, to me, you take bodies of work. Each day that goes by is another page in the file. And at that particular time, you make a decision once the season's done, and that's what we did. But to me, this is a decision based upon a body of work versus a short snapshot.
Brad, what's your timetable moving forward in terms of hiring a replacement, and what are the qualities you're looking for in that replacement that you think will allow them to play the system that you're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah. There's, you know what, Eric, there's no set timetable. The process will start today. I've got a profile in my mind of what I'm looking for. I feel I've got a real good idea of what can give us success, what can drag success out of our group. But to sit here and put a time frame on it, we're going to start the process today, and we'll be thorough, we'll be extensive, and when we find the match, I know we'll find the right match.
Eric Francis, followed by Marcy.
Brad, when the three players were suspended for one game, is it safe to say that management was fully behind that decision, or was that Bob's decision alone?
No, that was we fully supported that decision.
Second question is style of play. We all seem to note that when you guys had your exit interviews, you and Bob, you talked about wanting to change the style of play that this team played. Bob seemed to think that the style was going to be okay moving forward. Is that safe to say that there was a philosophical difference?
Yeah, I wouldn't cut it as cut and dry that. You know, I think there's a way that we can improve how we play, change how we play to have success. I mean, Bob and I chatted all the time. Ultimately, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there's many factors that came into play when you get down to it and say, okay, I'm making a decision now. how I think you need to play to have success was a factor in it. But it's one of many. And I think there's a way, not only that you need to play to have success, but then you look at your group and what the assets are and those types of things. So style of play, amongst other things, led us to this day.
Mark Stewart?
Brad, is there a coach out there you want that's an up-and-coming coach? Is a veteran coach needed for this bunch? Because I know there's a coach out there that his team led to the power play penalty kill and the goals against. Is a veteran coach what needs to come in here?
I'm not going to pigeonhole it, Mark. I'm not going to say, listen, here's, you got to check these boxes. I've got a profile in my mind of what we want to do. And again, I want to be clear. This decision is not made, with somebody on the on-deck circle. It just, I can't be any more clear than that. I plan to be very thorough in this. This is an important decision. But today is, as I started, this is a difficult day. And we'll deal with today and Bob now. From this point forward, we'll start looking for that new person.
Pat Steinberg, followed by Dave Rowan.
What's the status on Monty John and Pringle, Jordan Sigler?
In addition, Jacques Luce was relieved of his duties today. Marty Gélinas, Jordan Sigler, and Jamie Pringle all remain with the organization. And we'll move forward there.
Was there any consideration to starting next season with Bob on a short leash, or did you not feel you could afford to start and also not afford to have fewer candidates out there?
I think you go through the process and you make a decision. I don't think, to coin your starting on a short leash, that to me that doesn't make sense. You either say this is the right move to move forward with, or it's not. I got to the conclusion that we had to make a decision today.
And you're talking about a philosophy that you think will bring this team success. Can you outline what's in that philosophy? What sort of style you think you should play?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, you look at the games right now, and again, I don't want to characterize this as I'm standing in one end of the corner and Bob's at the other end, and we're one's talking chess and the other's is talking checkers. That's not necessarily it. But I think you need to, today's game, you need to have the puck. You need to have, you got to work like hell to get it. And you got to, when you get it, you got to hold on to it. You got to play with it. I think how you defend in the league, too, is an area that we look at. We spoke a little bit about our goaltending. You really break down the type of chances that we give up and those types of things. Those are, you look in the games, you got to be able to defend in this league. So those are two areas. Special team play, those are critical areas to have any type of success. So those are, again, I don't want to point and say Bob didn't feel any of those were important. He does. But you go through the process and ultimately you come up make a decision.
Jermaine, followed by Kristen.
Brad, how tough was the decision, knowing the years that the team's best players did have, probably statistically at least, mm-hmm. Boudreau and Giordano and Monahan with 27 goals again?
Yeah.
So though that occurred under Bob, how do you, is it a fine line finding a new coach expecting that same kind of production, in fact, more?
No, it's a good question, Jermaine. And as I said, opening, this is not throwing a body under the tarmac. Bob did some good things here. Today is okay. You look at what's happened. How do we move forward? Are we able to build upon that? Are we able to grow from there? Those are what you have to look on. The manager's job is not only to look at today, but you have to look at tomorrow and beyond. And again, ultimately, I felt this is to continue to grow. We needed to make the move.
Kristen?
Brad, is this fair to say that this has been the most difficult decision that you've made in this organization since your time here?
Yeah, no question. It's all these decisions. You're dealing with people. You make trades and all this stuff. I think you guys have heard me talk about it. The human element is important. This is a good man who cared. So those are hard decisions. These are not made by chance. This is not fantasy hockey out here. You're dealing with people and good people, but ultimately you have to make decisions that you think are right, no matter how difficult they are, and that's the job.
Rob Kurt and Lisa, followed by Donna.
Rob. Brian, how has this impacted you? I mean, this is your first job as a general manager, your first coach. It's a very collaborative process, we've been told throughout the whole thing. I'm just wondering, as you move forward, are you going to adjust your player utilization, things like that? Is that going to change in the way you work with your coaches? Has this impacted you at all that way?
I don't necessarily think how the relationship. I think the most critical decision you make as a manager is who's going to coach the hockey team. I think in today's day and age, and maybe just me personally, I think there's you have to have a close working relationship. You have to debate. This isn't, Brad's kingdom, and everybody has to, you want debate. You want pushback. You want, hey, let's try it like this. But ultimately, there's got to be a belief and a togetherness and walking and sort of singing from the same song page because you believe it. And so I don't think this will change how I enjoyed my interaction with Bob. We talked all the time. And as I said, Bob put, he was all in. Let's not forget that. He was all in here. We will get somebody who will be all in. We'll get somebody who we view the game through a similar lens. But we'll have debate and we'll have pushback, and I don't think you have success any other way.
Other than obviously winning games and standings, was there anything about Bob Hartley's coaching, style that changed within last season compared to this season that may have influenced relationships or your decision?
It's a body of work. I mean, I don't think nothing really changed per se. Again, we talked about last year. I think you got to take short snippets. We're putting, last year's now 2 years ago, I think you're referring to. Ken King, a while back, made a great quote that I've stolen many times that said, 2 years ago we made 18 40-foot putts. A lot went right. That's not to diminish anything anyone did, from Bob on down. But this is how we move forward. And to most effectively move forward, to get what I think the most is out of our group, to continue to grow. This wasn't just a happenstance, so I felt this decision had to be made.
Donna, Paul, Barry, Francis.
Brad, what was Bob's reaction this morning? How did he take it?
I think you guys know Bob. He wears his heart in his sleeve. He cares. It was a tough day. He's a pro. He took it... as I would expect. We chatted. He enjoyed working here. And so it was, we talked and we shook hands when it was over, and he took it as I would expect he would.
Take our last two questions, Barry Francis and Scott.
Your relationship with Bruce Boudreaux, it's the obvious front runner for this job in many people's minds. Do you have a relationship with him? Have you spoken to him?
We did this decision today with nobody else in mind. In terms of coming up, we'll start a full search. I don't know Bruce, to answer the question, but today I haven't turned the page over yet. I'll leave this podium, and work will start on who the next coach will be. But up until this point, this is about making a decision, doing it what I believe is in the right manner, and then we'll move on.
Final question, Mr. Stockbridge.
You said you told Bob today. When did you decide? And was it your decision alone?
Yes, this is, I want to make sure it's very clear. This is my decision. I debated this for a while, Scott. In the last couple of days, we've come to it. We had an owners' meeting. I made my recommendation. It was supported, and we move forward.
With the
20-point regression and a fired coach. Do you think this has become a tough group to coach?
No, I don't. I don't think this is a tough team. Again, this is, to me, again, it's a lot about moving it forward. This is, we've got good young players. We've got work to do on the roster. The manager has work to do here. But I don't look at this as a difficult team to coach. I'll be speaking with the players. We all collectively own this. This is not pointing the finger at just one body. But I don't look at this as, I think there's tremendous upside. There's a bright future for this team. Unfortunately, in this business, you deal with difficult days. Today is a difficult day. We'll now move on, but we have a bright future ahead of us.